640 KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Here on 13, Mitchell 7, as we have reached halftime here at Tiger Stadium. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Sturgis leads Douglas in the second quarter, 34-7. Watertown rolling on Spearfish, 35-0 in the second quarter. Harrisburg leads Brookings, 41-0. T area 12, Pier 7, early second quarter. And late in the first half, Aberdeen 15, Yankton 14. See if we can spot some other scores from the area. Second quarter, Potter County 36, Sunshine Bible 0. Early third quarter, Elton Lake Benton 6, DeSmet 2. That's a fun score. Late in the first half, Woolsey, Wessington, and Avon are scoreless. And see what else we have here. Rapid City Christian, late in the game, is leading Woonsocket Wessington Springs Sanborn Central 7-0. Trip Delmont Armor, Andy Central Dakota Christian leads Miller Highmore Herald 16-6. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Again, here at Tiger Stadium, here on 13, Mitchell 7, timeout 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
And Orthopedic Care. HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Halftime at Tiger Stadium in Huron. A brisk wind continues to blow, and I'm assuming it's still raining. It's kind of hard to tell. It's kind of that fine mist, but whether it's raining or not, the ball is going to be wet and slippery for the duration, for the whole of this game. Scoring, Mitchell got on the board first, their first possession. Huron took the opening kickoff, but didn't get a good return off the opening kickoff. Then had to punt against the wind. Punt only went about 12 yards. Mitchell got the ball at the Huron 36 and just drove it right down the field and scored on a 9-yard run. I believe it was fourth down by the quarterback Chenoweth. McGee added the extra point kick. It was 7-0. Huron even the score late in the first half. Huron scored twice in the final 4 minutes of the second quarter. First, it was Logan Leyendecker, a 37-yard touchdown pass from Colt McNeil. Nick Kleinsasser added the extra point. And Gavin Moding caught a 16-yard touchdown pass from McNeil. The point after was blocked. And Huron leads 13-7 at the half. Individual stats here at halftime. Here's what I have. for Mitchell, 46 yards on the ground, 45 through the air. Parker Denny, 13 carries for 20 yards, but that's deceiving because he of his 13 carries, he has at least three where he lost yardage, basically getting on a loose ball or a bad pitch. He has one loss of 9, one loss of 10. So, again, he's ran the ball well. Just the stats are skewed due to Mitchell being a little loose with the ball. Lucas Chenoweth, 5 carries, 21 yards. T.J. Jealous, 1 or 4. A few of those Chenoweth carries might be jealous, as though, as I wasn't recognizing, they had a different quarterback in there at times. Throwing the ball, Mitchell quarterbacks were 3 of 5 for 45 yards, 4 first downs in the first half for Mitchell. For the Huron Tigers, 93 yards on the ground. Cash and Caudell, 11 carries for 46 yards. Colt McNeil, 8 carries for 43 yards. Mason Juergens had 1 carry for 4 yards. Throwing the ball, Colt McNeil, 5 of 9 for 112 yards and 2 touchdowns here on 7 first downs in the first half. My tackle sheet, and again, my tackles are sketchy at best. 4 tackles for Connor Johnson, who I felt played a whale of a first half on the defensive line. Colby Hofer, Bubba Peterson had 3 tackles apiece. A number of players had 1 tackle apiece. And again, without Corky here, my tackle stats are sketchy at best. Here on Leeds, 13-7 at halftime. Mitchell will have the ball once we start the second half. Looks like we're about 5 or 6 minutes from getting the second half underway. We'll take a 2-minute timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 crew cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 crew cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. The 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
Halftime here at Tiger Stadium, and as can be expected with the weather conditions, kind of a sparse crowd here tonight. Some hardy souls. Okay student section for the Huron Tigers. Mitchell did not travel, and again, you can't blame him on a night like this. I don't know who that girl is, but there's a girl in the Huron student section with a pink bunny pajamas, I think it is, and she gets the award for the best dressed in the student section tonight. Huron Tigers will close out the regular season next Thursday. Remember, it's Thursday for everybody next week for high school football, hosting Yankton. The Music Parent Tailgate, which was scheduled for tonight, was moved to next Thursday before Yankton due to the weather conditions. They'll also have recognition of cross country and soccer, I believe, at halftime or before the game, one of the two. Next Thursday, that was also scheduled for tonight as well due to the weather conditions. Again, our halftime score here on 13, Mitchell 7, timeout 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDA-SAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Just about ready to start the second half. Both teams out getting their warm-ups here, and we'll be kicking off here in the next couple of minutes. Huron leading Mitchell 13-7. Huron scoring twice in the final 4 minutes, I believe it was, of the first half. A pair of touchdown passes, Colt McNeil to Logan Leyendecker and McNeil to Gavin Moding. Now, Mitchell will get the ball first to begin the second half. Be interesting to see what the win strategy is for Coach Strand. Do you kick it off into the wind and have the wind in the fourth quarter, or do you take the wind now and see if that can get you an advantage here in the third quarter? Again, the final game of the regular season next week, that's just for 11AA, AAA, and A. The nine-man classes in 11B will start playoffs next week on Thursday. We'll have a game on somewhere. We just don't know where at. We'll see what the matchups are and what we do from there. We will obviously have Huron and Yankton on next Thursday here on Tiger. So both teams return to their sidelines here, and again, I'm interested to see which way Huron goes with the kick here to start the second half. They are going to take the wind. So they'll try to pin Mitchell back, and, well, again, all three touchdowns in the first half were with the wind going to the south goal, although Mitchell wasn't really passing the ball anyway when they scored their touchdown. They, I think they ran it all the way down. Might add one incomplete pass on there. So, but, you know, for Mitchell, their big thing, so I remember there was a game, I think, four years ago, in Yankton, Huron at Yankton, where there was a strong wind. Huron had the ball into the wind to start the second half and took the kickoff and basically were able to run the ball, keep the clock running, ran about 8 minutes off the clock and pretty much negated the wind advantage for Yankton, and Huron went on to win that game. So, no, we are kicking into the wind. So Huron will kick into the wind here for the to start the second half. So Mitchell will have the win. Or now, what do we? Well, the refs were confused, I think, by what Huron wanted to do. So Huron will kick into the wind and have the wind in the fourth quarter. So Nick Kleinsasser will boot it. Back deep to receive for Mitchell. I do see Mick Daly as one of the guys back. Might be Sabres the other. Or probably Denny, because he's the workhorse on this team anyway. So Nick Kleinsasser will get our second half underway here from Tiger Stadium here on Leading 13-7. And the returners in the 10-yard line. Nice boot high in the air. Will be fielded at about the 18. Coming to the near side is Daly. He'll just run out of bounds. He was boxed in by Moding and Peterson. He'll get it out to the 32. And first and 10 there for the Mitchell Colonels. So again, the best thing Mitchell could do is start grinding the ball and get some first down. So up to the Tiger defense to prevent that from happening. Mitchell with the ball, first and 10 at the 32-yard line. And it looks like it is Jealous in at quarterback here on this first play of the second half. He is a big guy, 200-pounder. So he's a running threat just as much as Denny is, I would presume. First and 10 at the 32-yard line for the Colonels. And Denny up the middle, or no, excuse me, Daly, and he's going to be dropped back for a loss at the 31-yard line. There's Connor Johnson again, and he had help from Bubba Peterson and others. Charlie Martin in on the stop as well. Listen to the spotter on the other side there. Loss of one. It's second and 11 at the 31-yard line. Again, Mitchell has had their success when they've been able to get out on the edge. The defensive line has done a nice job thus far for Huron. Second and 11, pistol formation. Then he wants to pass, going to throw a short. He's got Sabres at the 25, cuts back into the middle of the field, and he's going to be very close to the first down. He got on the sideline, then came back to the middle. Looks like he's going to be a yard short of the first down. Back tackle made by Bubba Peterson, and now it's going to be third and one from the 41-yard line. Nice running with the ball, and I think that's what Sabres was planning all along. He came to the sideline, then just came back to the middle of the field, and the pursuit just wasn't there for the Tigers. So third and one from the 41-yard line, and they'll go pistol formation. Jealous still the quarterback here on crowding the line, and they'll hand it straight up the middle, and it's a big hole. First down for Mitchell. That is Daly. He's got the outside and finally gets caught down by Charlie Martin at the 28. They fake the jet sweep, and then it was Daly blasting up the middle. A big run for Mitchell all the way to the Huron 26-yard line. That's a gain of 33 for Daly. And first down for Mitchell in Huron territory at the 26. So like I said, if you run the ball, doesn't matter if you're going with or against the wind. Well, I guess they got the wind to their back. First and 10 from the 32, motion, and here's the jet sweep. Denny coming wide to the left and turns the corner, strung out, and he'll get knocked out of bounds on that far sideline. Mason Juergens over there. He was able to get around the edge, and he'll get about 4 or 5 yards at least on the play. About gain of 5, it'll be second and 5 for the Colonels up to the 22-yard line. And again, Mitchell has their success, although I guess Daly's big run did kind of come off tackle. I formation, now Daly in motion. Pitch as Daly's going to lead Denny, but he's going to be hit back at the 25 and dropped there by Charlie Martin. The sophomore nose makes the play. He's an undersized nose, but what he is, he's got a lot of speed. He's started the season as a running back, but out of necessity went into the line. They're going to put the ball down back at the 24-yard line, and it's going to be third and 8, so a loss of 3 on the play. Third and 8 from the 24-yard line for the Colonels. Again, they'll go I formation as Jealous under center. There's Denny, and again, right up the middle. There's no place to go as Huron swarmed up the middle. Hunter Fenske on the bottom of that play. He had some help, though, as well. I imagine Connor Johnson might have been in on that action as well. Looks like Caudill and Fenske in on the stop for Huron. No gain on the play. It's going to be fourth down, and Mitchell will go for it. Fourth and nine at the 25-yard line. Big play here for the Tiger defense. Back to pass. Jealous going to roll to the left. He's looking at a lob it, and the pass is knocked away. It was just kind of a shot put out there, and Caudill was able to come and break it up, intended for Singre. And Moding breaks it up, and Huron flips the ball and on downs. It'll be first and 10 Tigers at their own 25-yard line. We'll go 8:38 to go now in the third quarter. Huron leading 13-7, and Huron with the ball for the first time here in the second half from their own 25-yard line. And the handoff straight ahead and breaking out Caudill. He's got some room. He's loose. 50, 45, finally brought down from behind at about the 38. Tigers have been going to that all night, and Caudill brought down from behind, but a big play and a first down for Huron. Now Huron in Mitchell territory, brought down at the 38-yard line. That's 37 yards for Cashton Caudill. First and 10 for Huron from the 38-yard line, we'll put it, of the Mitchell Colonels. Thackeray Hansen in it back now as Caudill will take a break after the big run. Two receivers right, one left on the first and 10 at the 38-yard line. And it's Hansen trying to go wide left, tries to break it left, and he's going to be caught back. Oh, they blew it dead. He never went down, but they blew it dead back at the 45-yard line. Thackeray just can't be giving up that much space. If you're in trouble, just eat it and live another day. Nathan McCormick made the play. That's going to be a loss of 7 on the play for Hansen. And second and 17 back at the 45. Again, Huron going into the wind here. Second and 17, Huron at the 45. And let's see if, no, Hansen is still in at back here on second down. Two receivers right, one left. And McNeil going to hand it off. Hansen straight ahead, nothing doing. He gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it, as he was swallowed up in the middle of that time by Antonio Rivera. And Huron has third and long from the 45-yard line. So Huron two runs, lose 7 yards, and well, see what you're going to do here. You don't have to get all of it necessarily here on third down, but you would like to get something on it to give yourself a chance on fourth down. Two receivers right, one left. McNeil, straight drop. They get in the middle screen, and it's caught by Caudill, but it was snuffed out. It was nearly intercepted. Seth Foote just stayed home. He almost intercepted that. Caudill did catch it, but it ends up being a loss of 1. Fourth and 18, and Huron's going to bring the punt unit in. Huron can't do anything with the good field position on the long Caudill run, and Colby Hofer will try to pin Mitchell back deep. See if Mitchell comes after it here, as Hofer will be kicking, obviously, into the wind. Sabres back deep to receive the kick for Mitchell. High snap, not much rush, and Hofer, a nice high kick. Going to bounce at the 25. There's a flag behind the play. It takes a backwards bounce in favor of Mitchell. He'll end up being put it down at 31, but there was a flag thrown in the middle of the field. It was a couple of players having a little tussle there away from the ball. We'll check and see what that call is. It should be Mitchell ball, but we'll see what the who the penalty marker is against. Right now, where do they have the ball marked? Marked at about the 32 and holding on Mitchell. Okay, I think what it was they Huron had a guy on the ground, and the Mitchell guy just kind of jumped on top of him to hold him down. So it's going to be a 10-yard holding penalty, but Mitchell will keep the ball. but they'll put it back to the 22-yard line, and that's where they'll have it, first and 10, with 6:01 to go here, 5:56 to go here in the third quarter. Here on 13, Mitchell 7. Mitchell first and 10 at the 20-yard line. Now they go empty backfield again. They got the wind to their back, and Jealous is looking to pass. There's the bubble screen. Go to the far side and going up the field. 30 up to the 31. Good gain on the play. Singre just a bubble screen there, and Singre just went straight upfield all the way to the 31-yard line. Gain of 9. It'll be second and 1 for Mitchell at their own 31-yard line. Here on a 13-7 lead. We're midway through the third quarter. Again, wind is a factor. I don't think it's as big a factor as we thought it'd be, but Mitchell has the wind to their back for now. Second and 1. Here comes motion. And they hand it off, and in the backfield, there he is, Connor Johnson again. He swallows up Denny back to the 29-yard line, and it's going to be third and about 4. Connor Johnson playing a great game at defensive tackle. Ball back to the 28-yard line. Loss of 3, and it's going to be third down and 4 from the 28-yard line for Mitchell. And it looks like Jealous is running at quarterback here full-time now in the second half. Again, he's a 200-pounder, so he is a running threat back there. Third and 4, they go pistol, bring a man in motion, and Jealous to pass, going to swing it out near sideline. The pass complete and going to be very close to the first down. It was caught on the near side by McCormick, and I believe they did get the first down. It was a swing pass with a blocker ahead, and that will move the sticks to the 34-yard line, gain of 6, and Mitchell, their sixth first down, second here of the second half. Colonels first and 10 at the 34, swung it out to the left side. And first and 10 from the 34 for Mitchell. First and 10, pistol formation. Here comes the motion. Fake it to the motion. Up the middle, Denny. Hit at the line and going to be brought down by Bischoff. Bubba Peterson was the first guy there. And then Peyton Bischoff went in with the single leg wrestling move. Well, they're going to say no loss on the play. It'll be second and 10. Second and 10 from the 34-yard line. Probably near 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here on 13, Mitchell 7. Another tight game with the Tigers and the Colonels. They'll go I formation here on second and 10. The pitch to Denny going wide left, cuts in the middle and breaks one tackle and finally stumbles forward to the 41. He got tripped up but still got about 5 yards after he was tripped up, and that's going to make it third and manageable for the Colonels. That was Caudill that got him around the ankles. And it's going to be third and 3, so a gain of 7 for Denny. Third and 3 from the 41 for Mitchell. So Mitchell, they can go both ways here. They can throw it, they can run it. They do have the wind to their back. And just throwing wide right has been what has worked for them the best. And they're going to go over the middle. Now here, swing it out to Denny. He breaks a tackle, breaks another, and he's going to get the first down, or he's going to be close. Huron had a chance to get in behind the line. Denny was able to swing through. Juergens with the tackle, but Mitchell, well, they're going to say he's short of it. Going to be fourth and about half a yard. And let's see, what are they going to do here? They're going to go for it. Fourth and short for Mitchell at their own 43-yard line. And I believe they have Chenoweth back in at quarterback. He snuck it in this situation in the first half. Fourth and short for Mitchell. They do motion, and Chenoweth straight ahead. And he'll dive forward for the first down. Now, I think Huron's probably going to be saying pushing going there, which is not supposed to happen in high school, the Philadelphia push, and I think that's what Strand's saying, but they let him do it, and he's still talking to the official. But it is a first down to the 47-yard line for Mitchell, as it's a gain of 3. I think officially what they're supposed to do is as soon as somebody starts pushing, it is a penalty, but they're supposed to blow it dead first, and, well, they did neither. And Mitchell has it first and 10 at their own 47. Here's the pitch. Denny going wide right, strung out, still going. Ganey comes up and will drop him for a loss again to the 44. Huron defensively has been doing the job on first down, but Mitchell always finds a way to get themselves a third and short. He's going to lose about 4 yards on the play back to the 44-yard line. Call it a loss of three. It's going to be second and 13 for Mitchell back at the 44-yard line. Again, we're late in the third quarter, and Mitchell has the wind to their back just for a couple more minutes here. Second and long for Mitchell. Chenoweth at quarterback again. Hand off straight ahead. It's Denny. He gets into the secondary, tackled again by Ganey up to the 50, and that's going to set up a third and 7 for Mitchell after a gain of 6 for Parker Denny. Ball right at the 50-yard line. It's third and 7 from the 50 as we're inside of a minute and a half to go in the third quarter, and Mitchell, a big play here for both teams. Third and 7 from the 50. Mitchell with the wind to their back. Here comes motion, and they're going to do the reverse. Coming the other side, turn the corner, and a face mask, I think, going to come in. This will be a first down. Huron had a chance to tackle him coming around the other side. That was Hudson Borgen, and then there was a face mask that was easy to see on the Huron Tigers. Mitchell gets the first down, and they'll get some extra yardage face mask. No, I don't. Let's see. Where did they? Yep, the ball's down to the 38-yard line. So that's going to be a gain on the play of about 8 yards on the carry, but then add another 15 on the face mask on Huron, and Mitchell is in good field position. 1 minute to go here in the third quarter, and Mitchell will add on to it. Their ninth first down. 6 penalties, 55 yards on Huron, and that puts Mitchell first and 10 at the Huron 24-yard line. Receivers left and right, first and 10. Chenoweth remains in at quarterback. Here comes motion, the pitch. Denny, is he going to throw? He's going to throw. Got Sabres wide open. He catches it at the 5. It'll be first and goal for Mitchell. Denny makes the throw, and Sabres had to wait for it, or else it'll probably been a score. And it's going to be first and goal for Mitchell at the 4-yard line. That's a gain of 20. And Mitchell looking to tie the score. And, of course, they could take the lead with an extra point. First and goal at the 4-yard line for Mitchell. Well, Huron got there late, but the ball just didn't hang up in the air long enough. First and goal at the 4 for the Colonels. We're late in the third quarter. Mitchell trying to tie it here. Hand off Denny. Keeps the legs churning, and he's in for the touchdown. We're tied at 13, extra point pending. So Mitchell, a nice drive. They started their own 22. And again, now we're able to convert after Huron. Like I said, Huron always seemed to make a good play on first down, but Mitchell found a way to recover from it. And now they're Mitchell an extra point away from taking the lead here, tied at 13 late in the third quarter. On to kick the extra point is Hunter McGee, 1-for-1 tonight, kicking. Holder is Chenoweth. Snap is there. The kick is up high enough, and it is good. Mitchell regains the lead, 14-13, with 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
New era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Mitchell retakes the lead, 14-13. A nice drive for the Colonels. Four-yard touchdown run by Parker Denny. And with 21 seconds to go in the third quarter, Colonels will kick off to Huron. McGee with the kick and Moding back deep to receive. I believe Peterson also back there. End over end kick with the wind. Going to bounce and Peterson will pick it up at the one. He doesn't have a lot of blockers now. Tries to squirt through up to the 15 and keeps the legs churning. He'll get up to about the 18, and that's where Huron will take over first and 10. I assume one more play here left in the third quarter, and then we'll switch fields. Huron will have the wind for the fourth, but Mitchell right now with the lead at 14-13. Spot the ball at the 19-yard line. That's where Huron will start this possession. So as I said, most likely the last player of the third quarter, unless Huron stops the clock for some reason. They'll come with the shotgun. Caudell standing right beside McNeil on the first and 10. Here comes motion and had a straight ahead. There's Caudell going right. He's got some room again to the 30. Knocked out of bounds at about the 35. They faked the jet sweep to Moding. Then Caudell went right where Huron's had some luck running the ball tonight. He's up to the 35-yard line. Went out of bounds, so I guess we will have another play here in the third quarter. 5 seconds left here in the third quarter. That's a gain of 16 on the play for Cashin Caudell. Just the second first down of the second half for Huron. So first and 10 at the 35-yard line, and most likely the last play here of the third quarter. First and 10 Huron at the 35. Huron now trailing again, 14-13. Stay in the shotgun for first and 10. And again, it's Caudell going off right. Not much that time. About back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. As big Rocky Clark, a 280-pound freshman, made the stop for Mitchell, and that will end the third quarter. No gain on the play, second and 10. When we come back into the third, Mitchell 14, here on 13. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
First play of the fourth quarter and straight up the middle. No gain on the play. I don't think that was Caudell running the ball. It was Cashin running the ball. No gain on the play, and it's going to be maybe a gain of a yard. It's going to be third and 9 for Huron from the 36-yard line. So after a nice gain on the first play of this series. Now Huron has run it twice for 1 yard and third and 9. Wind to their backs now and shotgun for Colton McNeil. Two receivers left, one right. And McNeil to pass, looking over the middle, going to go deep, trying to find Ganey. And really a lot of hand jiving going there. But there was no call on the play, no flag on the play. Connor Singray. And that was just more throw it up and see if CJ can make a play on the ball. Fourth down, and Colby Hofer will be asked to punt. Now here's Mitchell, a chance to get the ball back with the lead. They've been running the ball well. They have two guys back deep to receive. Colby Hofer will punt the ball, I believe, for the first time with the wind tonight. Snap is there, no rush to speak of. A nice high kick, and going to be a fair catch right at the 25-yard line by Hudson Borgen. And so here on punts for just the second time in the game. Early fourth quarter and the Mitchell Colonels leading 14-13. Mitchell made both their extra points. Huron missed one of theirs. So now the Tiger defense got to find a way to get off the field. First and 10 from the 25-yard line for Mitchell. First and 10 from the 25. Here comes motion. And keeping the ball, I believe that's Denny in the Wildcat. He's going to get to the 30, get 5 or 6 yards on the play. Mason Juergens was the first man there. Now a direct snap, or is that Daly? That was Daly on the carry. Again, Denny's 20, Daly's 21. It's hard to keep track of them. 6 yards. It's going to be second down and 4 for Mitchell. And Mitchell can run the ball effectively. This is going to be a problem. The Tiger defense has to come up and solve this. Second and 4 from the 31-yard line. Here comes motion again. That's Borgen. This time he will run it. Coming far right, and he's going to be caught back at the 25. Breaks a tackle and gets back to the original line of scrimmage, the 31. Boy, Huron had him back at about the 26, but he was able to get away. Or Nathan McCormick, excuse me, on the carry. And he's going to get a yard out of that. It should have been a loss of 5 instead of a gain of 1. And it's going to be 3rd and 3 for Mitchell at their own 32-yard line. Early fourth quarter, but time's going to be a factor here now. Huron Tigers are trailing by 6. 3rd and 3 from the 32-yard line. Two receivers right, one left, and Jealous back in at quarterback, and they got the pistol here. On 3rd and 3, there's motion. Jealous to pass, trying to get that middle screen. And now Jealous will just ground it. Well, not ground it, but he just threw it at the feet of Daly as the rush was coming in from Hunter Fenske, and Huron was all over that screen. Fourth down, what do you do if you're Pat Larson? Right now, there's no change in personnel. Now they are changing personnel. Offense stayed out there for a bit, but they are bringing new personnel. But it's 4th and 3. If you're on the line for Huron, don't jump or anything. Make sure Mitchell kicks the ball, and you know, not even a bad spot to fake it if you want. No, they will kick it away. Line drive kick, gonna bounce and picked up by Hulst, and he'll get it up to the 42, and we have a flag right at the end of the play. It will be here on ball for now at the 42, but are we going to get, well, it's going to be a penalty on somebody, that's for sure. So the officials, and well, the white hat just getting over to the official who threw it, and Mitchell's the one that looks like they're backing up right now. Ball will be at the 42 for now. Hands to the face. You don't hear that called very much in high school, but it is against the Mitchell Colonels. Their 4th penalty for 35 yards. And that will get Huron some good field position. They're going to be in Mitchell territory with 9:16 to go in the game. Huron will have the ball first and 10 at the Mitchell 43-yard line. Huron down by a point. Shotgun, low snap, play action. McNeil under pressure. He's going to go down. Sack back at about the 47-yard line. First sack of the game, and again, it's Kellen O'Dell who has been in on a lot of plays defensively tonight for Mitchell. And here on all the way back to the 46-yard line. That's a loss of 11 on the first sack of the game. Now here on basically just about cancels out that penalty. Second and 21 for Huron from the 46-yard line. And handoff Caudill up the middle to the 50, and he'll get stopped there. Gain of 4. Mitchell will give us that. On the tackle for the Colonels, Antonio Rivera. Third and about 17 for Huron from the 50-yard line. So big play here for the Tiger offense. Again, we're getting late in the game, inside of 9 minutes, I believe. Yep, getting close to 8 minutes left. Mitchell 14, Huron 13. Two receivers right, one left on third and long. McNeil in the shotgun, straight drop. Looking, under pressure, looking. He's hit as he throws, pass complete at the 34. That's still going to be short of the first down. Moding came back to the ball, made the catch actually at the 35, I think they'll spot it. But it will be fourth down, but fourth and short for Huron. Gain of 15 on the play. It'll be fourth and two for Huron from the Mitchell 35-yard line. Big play here for both teams. Fourth and two from the 35-yard line for Huron. We're early in the fourth quarter. Mitchell a one-point lead. Shotgun for McNeil. Two receivers left, one right. Huron trying to get Mitchell to jump. Now McNeil will keep it up the middle. He's not going to get there. He got a yard. Ran into a big freshman again, Rocky Clark. And the ball will turn over to Mitchell. Needed three, I think, and we got one. And the ball turns over on downs with about 7:06 to go in the game. 14-13, Mitchell leading. And they get the ball back at their own 34-yard line on the first and 10. 7:06 unofficially left in the game. And Mitchell up by a point, 14-13. Two receivers right, one receiver left. Pistol with Jealous back in at quarterback for Mitchell. And handoff hit in the backfield. Again, almost got away from it. That's Daly on the carry. Tackle made, Connor Johnson, and I believe Charlie Martin. Maybe a yard on the play for Daly. We'll call it second and nine for the Colonels. Ball at the 34-yard line. Getting late in the game now. Both teams have all three timeouts left, which could obviously come into play. Second and long for the Colonels. Pistol, here's motion and Jealous to pass. He's under pressure from Fenske. Will throw, got a man open, and it's complete at the 39-yard line. And they'll get about 5-6 yards on the play. Catch made by Sabres, I believe. Forced out of bounds on the far side there by Moding. And going to be third and about five. So a gain of five. Looked like they got more than that. But third and five from the 39 for Mitchell. So here on defense, got to answer the call again. Third and five, and a quick snap, handoff up the middle, and there's Connor Johnson again, maybe a yard, and it's going to be fourth and about four for Mitchell, and decision time again, Denny with the carry, that's his 23rd carry of the game. Going to be fourth and three from the 41, again, Mitchell not changing personnel at this point. Do you go for it on fourth and three? At your own 41-yard line, leading by one. Right now, they're showing they're going to go for it. They also may try to draw Huron off, but Mitchell's offense has done well in this type of situation tonight. Fourth and three at their own 41-yard line. See if they try to get Huron to jump first. They'll go under center. Eye formation, a little nudge, no penalty, and I think that's what they're trying to do. There was a little jump. Now Mitchell takes a timeout. Timeout, Mitchell. With 5:25 to go in the game, 14-13, Colonels lead, timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Fourth down, and Mitchell now showing punt. Fourth and three. Huron flinched but did not jump on that fourth and three. Mitchell uses their first timeout. Again, it's still fourth and three. Still, you don't want to jump here. And Huron kind of playing passive, it looks like, along the line. Long count, or I guess they just blew it ready for play. It wasn't a long count. Snap is there, and the kick is up. Angles to the middle, and just falling on top of it was Moding, living dangerously. I think it died in front of him. Holst had it die right in front of him, but he did cover it. And the Huron Tigers will get the ball, so the ball game may come to this. Unofficially, 5:25 to go in the game. Mitchell 14, Huron 13, and Huron has it first and 10 from their own 33-yard line. Huron really hasn't been able to get much of anything going on in the air here in the second half. First and 10 at the 33 for the Tigers. McNeil, low snap, pass, throws over the middle. There's Ganey, a diving catch. That should be the first down. Now, Mitchell's saying he dropped it, and yep, back judge does say it was incomplete. Second and 10. The back judge said it was trapped. Mitchell, they had about four players saying it wasn't caught, and Ganey did have to extend to try and make the catch. So incomplete, second and 10 for Huron from their own 33. Got to start moving the ball. And Huron does have the wind to their back, and yeah, there is still a wind. Two receivers left, one right, shotgun for McNeil. McNeil will hand it straight ahead to Caudill, and not much. He'll get to the 35, maybe the 36. 36, we'll call it. Third and 7 for Huron. Caudill's been able to rip a couple of nice runs here in the second half, but those were his first two carries of the third quarter. Since then, Mitchell has bottled him up. Third and 7 for Huron from the 36-yard line in their own side of the field. Again, time is a factor as we're inside of 5 minutes unofficially left to go in the game. And Mitchell, the 14-13 lead. Two receivers right, one left. Shotgun for McNeil on third down. McNeil going to flip it out. Wide receiver screen to Leyendecker. Puts his head down, but he's going to be short up to the 43. And he's going to be short by about a yard up to the 42. So it's fourth and one for Huron. And Huron keeping the offense on the field. You probably need to go for it here. So Leyendecker makes the catch. Needed seven, got six. Fourth and one for Huron from their own 43-yard line, and the offense stays on the field as we hit 4 minutes unofficially to go in the game. And we go Wildcat with Caudill on fourth down. Caudill will just take it straight ahead, head down, first down, and more. He's got the 40, 35, and down to the 25. He emerged from the pack, kept his legs churning. First down, Huron. Cash and Caudill out of the Wildcat all the way to the 25-yard line. 33 yards on the carry for Caudill, and Huron has it first and 10. At the Mitchell 25-yard line, big play on fourth and three. Right around 3:50 to go in the game. Huron has all three timeouts. Mitchell has two. We stay in the Wildcat. Caudill will take the snap here on first down. Now trots back the middle, inside the 20, and then tackled. Ball came out. Mitchell says they had it. Ball came out. Who's got it? Well, I haven't seen a signal yet. It is Mitchell Ball. A fumble by the Tigers. First turnover of the game. And Mitchell will get the ball at their own 16-yard line. Mitchell gets the ball back with 3:29 to go. Huron's probably going to have to start using their timeouts now. First turnover of the game, and it was a nice run right up until the end. First and 10 for Mitchell from the 17-yard line. 3:20, I think, is what I heard left in the game. Huron has all three timeouts left. Mitchell has two, but Mitchell, they want the clock to run now. First and 10 from the 17-yard line. Jealous. Well, both Jealous and Chenoweth are coming in. Here on the first and 10 play. And Chenoweth is split wide to the left. pistol, Chenoweth in motion, hand off straight ahead, Denny breaks through, he's got some room, up to the 30, and he's got the first down, up to the 32, Bubba Peterson on the stop, but a big play for Mitchell, and you can just feel the Colonels have that momentum going for them. Ball all the way up to the 32, gain of 16 for Denny, and Mitchell with a big first down, and they'll keep that clock rolling as we hit 3 minutes to go in the game unofficially. At the 32-yard line, it's first and 10 for the Mitchell Colonels. Mitchell 14, here on 13. Jealous, the quarterback, and he's under center now, and he's using some clock here watching the back judge. Jealous will take the snap, and he does play action, looking to throw. Going to throw deep up the middle and almost intercepted. Incomplete, and I'm not sure where he was going with that. And that's a break for Huron because it stops the clock. Still second and 10. A little surprised at the play call there, but I'm sure Mitchell thought we can catch Huron napping. And Jealous, that was when he probably should have just tucked it under and ran with it because there really wasn't anybody open. So I'm not sure if that was deflected or just fell short because it was really nobody in the vicinity. Second and 10 from the 33-yard line. Here comes motion. And here's the pitch. Denny turning the corner. He's got the corner and he's loose. 50, 45. They aren't going to catch him. Denny will take it the distance, 68 yards. Touchdown, but there is a penalty marker all the way back inside the 30. This one is going to come back. Penalty marker back at the 28-yard line, 27-yard line, and that will erase a 68-yard touchdown holding on Mitchell. Huge call there, a huge break for Huron. Fifth penalty, 45 yards. For Mitchell, and a key one there because it takes 6 points off the scoreboard, and Mitchell will have second and 20 back at the 22-yard line. Now, the flag was way behind the line. I shouldn't say way behind the line, but it was inside the 30 anyway. And so now it is, well, they're going all the way back up to the 22, so it's second and 20 for Mitchell at their own 22. And keep a watch on the clock. 2:23 unofficially left in the game. So Mitchell now has 20 yards to go on second down instead of a touchdown. Second and 20. Under center, Chenoweth will hand it off. Denny up the middle, scatters through. He'll get past the 25 up to the 26. Gain of 4 or 5 on the play. And now Huron will use a timeout. It's going to be third and about 15 for Mitchell when we come back. Key play coming up on third and 15 for Mitchell. And about 2:14 left to go. We'll take a timeout, 30 on Dakota Sports.
The right home. This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron Tigers use their first timeout. It's going to be third and 15. For Mitchell from their own 27-yard line. Boy, Mitchell, what do you do here? You want whatever the result of the play is, you don't want to stop the clock, I guess, unless you get the first down. Chenoweth under center. It's third and 15. They're going to run that reverse again to Daly. Cuts up the middle. Hits that right sideline. Weaving through traffic. He'll be tackled at the 34. Short of the first down, fourth down, and Huron will take their second timeout. Huron just strung it out, kept the play in front of them. Oakley Anderson on the stop for Huron. And Huron uses their second timeout. It'll be fourth and 7 for the Colonels. And, or did we take a timeout? Yep, we did. Fourth and 7 for Mitchell from the 34. Fourth and 8, actually. We'll take a timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back at Tiger Stadium, I'm Jeff Duffy. It's 4th and 7, 4th and 8 for Mitchell, and they are coming out with the punt unit. Sabres has punted the ball well tonight. It's Hulst and Ganey back deep to receive for Huron. So 4th and 8, again, you don't jump, see if Huron actually tries to come after it or not. So 4th and 8. Snap is on target, a little bit of a rush. Sabres gets it across, gets it off, and Huron lets it bounce, and it takes a Mitchell roll. Ganey just lets it go, and it's going to go down at the 18. Boy, you got to come up and field that. Catch it on the fly. Instead, Mitchell gets a big roll. Huron does get the ball back, at least. It'll be first and 10, but back at their own 17-yard line, and we're down to a minute 57 to go in the game. Mitchell 14, Huron 13. A long ways to go. Huron does have the wind to their back. But they got to get down the field quickly now. At the 18 is where Huron will start, first and 10. And McNeil in the shotgun. Caudill right beside him. Two receivers right, one left. To pass. Throwing over the middle. Pass complete to Linedecker. 25, 30. Gets drugged down at about the 35. Was drugged down from behind by Hudson Borgen, but that is a first down for Huron. McNeil to a Liondecker up to the 35, gain of 17. No huddle for Huron, first and 10 at the 35. McNeil looks right, rolls out in the pocket, will throw a short, dangerous pass, intercepted, but he went out of bounds. That was a pass you probably should have ate. It was intercepted by Odell, but he was well out of bounds. By the time he came down, intended for Moating, second and 10. That, no argument on that. He was definitely out of bounds. But, boy, just throw it away at that point. Don't tempt fate. Second and 10 for Huron at their own 35. Down one. We're inside of 2 minutes to go in the game. McNeil straight drop. Here comes the middle screen to Caudill. Up the middle, 40, 45, and stumbles forward, has the first down up to the 48-yard line, and it'll be another first down for Huron on the middle screen to Caudill. Up to the 48, gain of 13. Mitchell has an injured player, and he's trying to get off quickly. Looks like he will get off. First and 10. Back to pass is McNeil. Now they blow it dead. I think they're going to let that Mitchell player get off the field, Luke LeBrun. And so it's going to be first. They just stopped it to get the injured player off field, let Mitchell set their offense or defense. Really, and if you're the Mitchell kid who's hurt, go down. Don't just try to run it off the field. First and 10 Huron at the 48-yard line. With about a minute 27 to go, McNeil, straight drop, has time, throws far sideline, pass complete to Moating at the 43, and he gets out of bounds near to 40, and Huron in business to the 40-yard line, first and 10, gain of 12. 14-13 Mitchell, and Huron's got to do something on this drive. First and 10 at the Mitchell 40, as Huron's had some open players in the passing game. And McNeil gets the play from Coach Strand. First and 10 at the 40. And 1:25 left in the game. So plenty of time left. Huron does have the one timeout in their pocket if needed. First and 10 from the 40-yard line of Mitchell for Huron. Shotgun for McNeil. Straight drop. He's going to throw deep, and there's a Ganey. Makes the catch. 5. Touchdown, Huron. Mitchell had a guy in There's a flag at the end of the play, but I think it's after the play. Maybe not. There's a flag at the end of the play, but it is a touchdown for now for Huron. 40 yards. The play came in after Ganey was in the end zone. So let's hold up and find out what this is. Ganey was well covered. He just went up and got it and then went the last 5 yards or so in the end zone. The officials are having a discussion in the middle of the field, and we're going to see what this is. Sounds like it will be a touchdown Huron. So Huron regains the lead at 19-14. It is a touchdown for Ganey, 40 yards. Unsportsmanlike on Huron. Where are we going to, does that go on the extra point or the kick? It goes on the kick, okay. So Huron will have the wind to their back on the kick, but they also going to have to kick from the 25-yard line. So 40-yard touchdown. Huron takes the lead. 1:18 left to go in the game, and Huron will go for two to try to make it a 21-14 game. Third touchdown pass for Colton McNeil. And two-point conversion. They go back to the Wildcat with Caudill. Caudill's fakes. He was going to throw. Now he's trying to get away. Still on his feet. Now going to be tackled back at the 10. The point after, no good. He wanted to throw, do that little jump pass, but Mitchell had it covered, and then he broke away from one, couldn't break from the other. So Huron misses on two extra points. The lead, though, is 5, 19-14. 2 minutes after 9 o'clock, KIJV-FM Huron. We'll take a timeout, 30 on Dakota Sports.
A heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, now kick coverage comes into play. Huron Tigers will kick from the 25. Personal foul after the touchdown on Huron. So Mitchell can envision some decent field position. And again, Huron kick coverage has sometimes been a struggle this year. Mitchell should envision some good field position any way you look at it, with both the men back at their own 20-yard line. So Nick Kleinsasser really got to put the toe in this one. 19-14, Huron leading with a minute 18 to go. Line drive kick, going to bounce at the 25 and blocked at about the 18. Here comes the Colonel, that's Borgen, I believe, and he'll get submarined at the 35-yard line. As coming in on the tackle was Ethan Olson for Huron. So Mitchell, two timeouts, and they got 65 yards to go. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 35-yard line, and again, going into the wind. Now Huron going with their speed guys as Thackeray Hansen and Hayden Sherson are in at defensive end, and they're not big guys. They're in there to chase after the quarterback. Empty backfield, first and 10. And the throw, they get it out to Sabres, comes across the field, up to the 40, tackled forward at about the 42. That'll be a gain of 7. Sherson in there on the stop, I believe, for Huron. It'll be second down and 4 for Mitchell at the 41-yard line. Here comes motion again, pistol, and back to pass. Jealous, going to throw it near sideline. Pass complete, missed tackle at the 45, and finally tackled by Caudill, but Mitchell quickly in Huron territory up to the 46-yard line. Catch made by McCormick, and Mitchell moves the sticks, first and 10, up to the 46-yard line. That's a gain of 13 on the play. Huron's got to find somebody to make a defensive play here now. 19-14. Huron leading, but Mitchell, two timeouts left in their pocket. First and 10 at the 46-yard line. Jealous to pass, throws short, the pass complete, and receiver, that's Singri, just going to go out of bounds as he's pushed out of there by Lion Decker. Just wasn't much there, and saying, I'm not going to waste any more time, although he did get about 4 yards on the play. And it'll be a second down and six for Mitchell at the 41. Again, clock stops. Mitchell getting out of bounds. 19-14, Huron leading, but Mitchell in Huron territory, first and 10 at the 42-yard line. Pistol formation on second and six for Mitchell. And Jell's going to throw short again and again. Just little passes down the field. This one to Singri again, and he trots out of bounds. And that's another first down for Mitchell. Just taking a little pieces down the field, and that's another first down for Mitchell up to the Huron 35-yard line. So they move quickly down the field. They have it first and 10 at the 35. 19-14 Huron. Mitchell, though, is driving. Pistol formation. And Jellis to pass, looking to swing it out to the near side. That's Penny and Denny, and he's just going to get a few yards and go out of bounds as he was hemmed in by a number of Tigers. But again, they get about 3 yards on the play and just taking 3 or 4 seconds off the clock doing it this way. Just, well, this is the this is the definition of nickel and diming it down the field. 27 seconds left in the game. Again, Mitchell has two timeouts left, so they have the ability to use the whole field as something opens up. Pistol formation on second down. Jellis under some pressure, throws short. The pass is intercepted. Interception as jumping it, I believe, was Moaning. Intercepted. And Huron will hang on for the win. Was that Moaning or was it Peterson? C.J. Gainey, I got it on the third try. Gainey catches the touchdown. He gets the interception. And with 21 seconds left, Mitchell can use their two timeouts. First turnover of the game for Mitchell, and obviously a costly one for them. Of course it was C.J. Gainey. He's the interception guy. Timeout for Huron to make sure they got everything settled on offense here. But 21 seconds left, and Huron's got to find a way to grind out those 21 seconds. But really, Mitchell going to use their first two timeouts to get it on third down. But then Huron on third down could just snap it and wouldn't have to do anything, and the game will be over. So just don't do your Pisarchik moment, or who was that last week that went for it on fourth and one? LSU? Miami. Don't be Miami or Joe Pisarchik. People my age know who Joe Pisarchik is. Bud Nagin knows who Joe Pisarchik is. Trivia question. Who is Pisarchik handing off the ball to? Larry Zonka. Yep, Larry Zonka. Hall of Famer. So Huron has it first and 10 at their own 31-yard line. 21 seconds left. And Huron basically just needs to run off the 21 seconds here. So C.J. Gainey gets the big touchdown, and boy, and Mitchell does. Are they going to stop the clock? Mitchell's going to let the clock run out. Huron hangs on and picks up the win tonight. Wasn't easy, but it never is when it comes to the Mitchell Colonels. The final, Huron 19, Mitchell 14. Huron should clinch their spot in the playoffs. Boys will be ringing the bell tonight. Or it's going to take them a little while to get over there, though. They can't cross the track. 2 minute timeout. Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame is next on Dakota Sports.
Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
The 2023 model year-end kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Europe. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 crew cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 crew cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Europe. New name, same great service.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Huron Tigers defeat the Mitchell Colonels. They score with a minute 18 left in the game, and C.J. Gainey scores the touchdown, then ices it with an interception. Of course, I guessed three times before I actually finally figured out who had the interception, but Gainey makes the two plays at the end, and Huron wins 19-14. That clinches a playoff berth. Now it's just a question of who they play, where they go. I don't think we have, I guess we beat Yankton. We should, might get a home game. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Midway through the fourth quarter, Pier leads T area 26-18. Sturgis defeated Douglas tonight 45-21, Watertown 42, Spearfish 7, Harrisburg defeated Brookings 61-0, Yankton leads Aberdeen 31-21 late in the ball game. Those are your 11 or double A scores. Look at some other scores around the area. Late in the game, Potter County leads Sunshine Bible 42-23. Late in the ball game, over on KOKK, Avon 22, Woolsey Wessington 6. Final, Elkton Lake Benton defeated DeSmet 12-2. And I know Woonsocket Wessington Springs, Sanborn Central lost to Rapid City Christian 7-0. And that's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Another two-minute timeout. We'll talk to Coach Strand. We'll get the stats added up. We will choose the First National Bank player of the game. All coming up after this timeout. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
With Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Don't know if you can hear in the background, the bell is ringing. The Huron Tigers defeat the Mitchell Colonels tonight, move to 4-4 on the season. We'll get to the stats here and all that coming up. Let's take another timeout of 2 minutes. Coach Strand is up here. I don't want to keep him away from the boys. 2 minute timeout and then back with Coach Strand on Dakota Sports.
In 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. For the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. It's your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
And we are back at Tiger Stadium. Huron Tigers pull it out at the end, 19-14, defeat the Mitchell Colonels, improved to 4-4 on the season. Head coach Drew Strand joins us here. And coach, fairly typical Huron Mitchell, this way this game has been probably the last 4, 5, 6 years. Where, you know, it doesn't matter which team's favored, which team's got the better record or the worst record. The kids know each other well, and this is the game that kids get ready for.
Yep, I mean, it was just a battle both ways between both teams. You know, we knew they were going to come in and they were going to continue to battle, and, you know, our guys just found ways to make it work there at the end and just continued to battle and never gave up hope. You know, I thought our kids did a fantastic job of fighting through everything we had to fight through and coming out on top on this one.
Now, I was interested there to start the second half. You knew you had to kick off. You chose to kick into the wind to get the wind in the fourth quarter, which obviously was helped out because I think all the touchdowns went to that south end zone. Was that the strategy, so you had it in the fourth?
Yep. I mean, we knew we had to have the wind in the fourth quarter, so I figured, you know, if we take the ball in the opening drive, we'll still have the choice to choose the wind, you know, for the second half. So, you know, we went with it. I thought we did a pretty good job opening up, and then, you know, we kind of stalled out there, but, you know, we found a way to finish drives when it counted and find a way to win.
and, just go to that game-winning drive. That was the first time the offense really looked like it was perked up, because we just moved the ball right down the field. C.J. Gainey, you can just see, he's been back there. He's been back there on defense. He's been wide out on offense for 3 years. He just took the game in his hands. Of course, Colton McNeil delivered the game to him, too.
Yep. I mean, we got a lot of playmakers out there with C.J. out there. And, Gavin, it's nice to see those guys. I know Logan had a nice catch there in the first half. And, those guys are playmakers. We just got to find time and find ways to get the ball to them. And, it was nice when we could do that. And unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't come up or we get pressure. But, I thought our guys did fantastic tonight of holding that line back for a ways so then we can make it work out for us. And it worked out fantastic tonight.
Yeah, the first half we scored. I think both our touchdowns came in the last 4 minutes, something like that. My time of possession sheet's a mess, but it was again with the wind, and we just took advantage of it. We saw some things there. I think the Moding's touchdown. Gainey and Moding in the same area. Yep. Was that by design?
Well, I think it was Holfer and CJ. Holfer just got a clear route there, but when we get to the end zone, he's kind of clearing out. And actually, he was the one that was wide open, and CJ actually pulled him in, and McNeil was actually throwing it to CJ, but, Holfer just being in the right spot at the right time to make that catch, and, fantastic for our guys. Usually,
that was Holfer with the interception.
Yep, it was Holfer. So,
I've had a bad night tonight.
No, that was fine, but, no, it was good, and then we tried to give Holfer one there at the end there for that two-point play, and he kind of get tucked underneath, so, our kids just did a fantastic job of making plays when it counted.
And, the defensively we bent some, but so did Mitchell. Really, both offenses look kind of same tonight. You're able to drive, but then bog down a little inside. In fact, we were better off scoring when it was further out.
Yep, I mean, we drive the ball pretty well, and we're able to, throw a deep, take the top off. So, that's what we've been doing, and that's what we did, this whole season. That's what we've been trying to do, and they kind of played us up to stop our run. And when they would stop our run, we decided, hey, let's go deep, and it worked out for us tonight.
First National Bank player of the game. We're going line tonight because Connor Johnson defensively was just in the middle of everything tonight.
Yep, I mean, defensively, he's usually in the middle of everything, and he did a fantastic job tonight in all their cutbacks. He was there right there, even on their dive plays, he was there. Offensively, I know he doesn't get a lot of recognition, but, that right side of our line, and we ride behind those two for the majority of the game tonight, just to kind of keep on moving that side. And they did a fantastic job moving the ball, especially when Cashin broke those big runs there. On those dive plays, I mean, it was behind those two guys, and they did a fantastic job of moving.
And Connor, I think it was in Douglas 2 weeks ago, he came up to me afterward, wanted to know how many tackles he had, and he didn't like the number I gave him. Well, I can say I have him leading us in tackles by quite a ways with 8.
Yep, I mean, he's a fantastic guy on the field, Connor Johnson. I know he doesn't get a lot of recognition, but he does a fantastic job, and, he's one of the few guys that are playing every snap, so there's no breaks for Connor Johnson. He moves around on defense from the nose to the D end. And he does a fantastic job of going wherever he wants to go or wherever we need him to go. And he demands double teams when he's in the middle, and he finds a way to shut off blocks and make tackles, and he did a great job of that tonight.
So now we look ahead. One game left in the regular season. I assume this pretty much clinches playoffs for now. It's just a matter of what seed we get. But Yankton comes in next week, a little shorter week on the Thursday. Last I checked, Yankton was up 10. They were down 14-13 at halftime, or 15-14, I think it was, to Aberdeen. But, Yankton, they've been playing well all season, led Pierre until Pierre scored a couple of fourth-quarter touchdowns.
Yep, I mean, Yankton's a pretty physical team. They usually come out with a lot of different looks offensively and defensively. So it'll be a tough team to prepare for. But, we got a short week. They also have a short week. So, we're just looking. We'll kind of throw whatever we have at them this last game and not hold anything back and just see what we can do against Yankton.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tigers. Tigers pull it out 19-14 and move to 4-4 on the season. We'll take a timeout, 2 minutes, run down the stats, wrap it up on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back here at Tiger Stadium, let's give you the stats, the scoring, and wrap things up here tonight here on Tigers. A score with a minute 18 to go in the game and defeat Mitchell 19-14. Mitchell got on the board first, a 9-yard run by, I believe it was Lucas Chenoweth, but it might have been TJ Jealous, their other quarterback. That came 4:50 to go, in the first drive of the game for Mitchell. It was 7-0. Stayed that way till Huron scored back-to-back in the final 4 minutes of the first half. First, it was a 37-yard touchdown pass from Colt McNeil, the Logan Leyendecker. Then with 49 seconds left, Colby Hofer hauled in a 16-yard touchdown pass in traffic. Nick Kleinsasser kicked the first extra point, missed the second one. It was 13-7 at halftime. In the second half, Mitchell took the lead late in the third quarter, I believe. Trying to see where they did score. Yep, it was 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. It was Parker Denny, a 4-yard run, made the extra point, 14-13. Huron had one deep drive but fumbled the ball away inside the 20. Got the ball back. The defense kept giving the offense chances until it was finally that last possession of the game. Tigers took over at their own 17 but quickly went down the field with pass completions to Caudell, Leyendecker, Moding, and then a 40-yard touchdown pass from Colt McNeil to C.J. Gainey. Minute 18 to go. Mitchell did get the ball inside the Huron 40-yard line, but then Gainey had the game-icing pick. Huron took a knee and ran it out, and Huron wins it 19-14. For Mitchell, now 1-7 on the season. They had 46 yards on the ground. Parker Denny had 25 carries, 54 yards, but again, that's deceiving because there was a couple of plays in the first half where he had to jump on the bad pitches. He had a loss of 10 and a loss of 9, so there's 19 yards that basically all he was doing is trying to save the team. He had, I think, 5 carries for losses of about 28 yards in the first half. So, again, his rushing stats are a little deceiving. Lucas Chenoweth, 6 carries, 24 yards. Daly had had him for 5 carries for 49 yards. Passing the ball, Mitchell had 3 different guys throw the ball tonight, so I didn't really break that down. But the Mitchell quarterbacks cumulatively were 12 of 19 for 130 yards, and they did have the one touchdown. 12 first downs for Mitchell. For Huron, now 4-4 on the season. Got on the board first, a 37-yard touchdown pass. Or I think, did I already go over this? I guess I did. I already went through the scoring. I have not had a good night tonight here with the play-by-play. Let's do the stats for Huron. How about that? I'll see if I can get that right. Huron, 181 yards on the ground, 221 through the air. Cash and Caudell, 18 carries for 140 yards. Colt McNeil ran the ball tonight, his best of the season, 9 carries for 44 yards. Mason Juergens, 1 carry for 4 yards, got here on a first down, and Thackeray Hansen, 2 carries for minus 7. Throwing the ball, McNeil went 12 of 19 for 221 yards and the 3 touchdowns, 13 first downs for the Tigers. Defensively for Huron, Connor Johnson, 8 tackles. He's our first National Bank player of the game. A big night on both sides of the ball, but really he was a presence all night defensively. And Bubba Peterson, 5 tackles, 1 assist, 2 tackles, 3 assists. Charlie Martin, Mason Juergens, 4 tackles and an assist. 3 tackles for Colby Hofer, 3 tackles, 1 assist. Cashin Caudill, 2 tackles for Gavin Moding, 2 tackles for Peyton Bischoff. Those are some of the defensive numbers for the Huron Tigers. So again, the Tigers hang on for the win. Let's see if I can do a final First National Bank, scoreboard update here, brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling. I'm not getting a lot of cooperation here from my phone right now. 11-AAA, Brandon Valley defeated Jefferson 34-6. Roosevelt leads Stevens 35-21 late in the game. Harrisburg 61, Brookings 0. O'Gorman defeated Rapid City Central 42-7. Lincoln leads Washington 49-7. That's just at halftime. 11-AA, Pier 26, T Area 18. That has went final. Sturgis 45, Douglas 21. Watertown 42, Spearfish 7. Harrisburg defeated Brookings. Guess where he did that one. And Yankton did defeat Aberdeen 31-21. Yankton will come in at 7-1 next week. 11B, Rapid City Christian defeated Woonsocket, Westington Springs, Sanborn Central 7-0. First loss of the season for the Blackhawks. Trip Delmont Armor, Andy Central Dakota Christian defeated Miller Highmore Herald 44-14. Dual shutout Redfield 50-0. In 9B, Potter County defeated Sunshine Bible 50-23. Avon held on and defeated Woolsey Westington. That game over on KOKK 22-14. Elkton Lake Benton defeated DeSmit 12-2. And see if I have any other. Okay, Great Plains Lutheran up into Hitchcock Tuller. A little surprise there. 28-20. They pick up the win. In 9A, Old Amramona Rutland defeated Iroquois Lake Preston 44-12. That's our scores here. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So that'll wrap it up here from the Tiger Stadium. Again, we'll be back here Thursday. Remember, the Music Parents tailgate, pork loin sandwiches, I believe. That's been rescheduled to next Thursday. That'll start at 5:30 here at the stadium. And we have a 7 o'clock kickoff here on in Yankton to close out the regular season. Huron, I believe, clinches a playoff spot with the win here tonight, now 4-4. And a short week, 6 days instead of 7, to get to next Thursday. It's been a presentation of Dakota Sports on Tiger 95, committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.